Hello and welcome to the Raw podcast brought to you by the Sunderland Echo. We're back for another preview podcast ahead of Sunderland's championship match against Millwall at the Stadium of Light. My name's Joe Nicholson and I'm joined by Millwall reporter Alex Grace. Alex, how's things this afternoon?
I'm good, thanks, Joe. Yourself?
Yes, all good. I think it's looking a lot better from a Millwall perspective. Just looking at Millwall's last few results, not been a great season for them, to be honest, looking at the table, but they have had two back-to-back wins over Leicester and Cardiff. They've now got Neil Harris back at the club. He returned back in February. So just how have they kind of been playing in the last few weeks?
Yeah, look, I think you've mentioned it spot on there about the last two results. Been really, really good. Played really well against Leicester. And then got an important win over Cardiff, which has probably just about secured safety, I think, judging by the points totals of the teams around us. I think they've probably done enough now to say that they'll have an eighth season at championship level. It's typical of, I think, of the team, really, to go to Rotherham and to Huddersfield and to lose both of those in disappointing circumstances, shall we say, and the time scale of it, you know, right at the end of the game, to then come back and beat Leicester at home on the Tuesday night. You know, it's a typical way that they like to do things. I don't even think you could ask the players why, you could ask the manager's why. It's just the way they've done it for so many years.
Yeah, you mentioned there that it looks like they've probably done enough now to stay up. Millwall up to 16th with 50 points. You've got Huddersfield in 22nd in that relegation spot. They're on 44 points. There's a 6-point difference with three games to go. So it looks like they're a result away, or they might have already have done enough to get over the line. But the last time we saw Millwall, it was back in December. The game ended 1-1. A lot has changed at both clubs, at Sunderland and Millwall, since that game. It was actually Tony Mowbray's last game in charge of Sunderland. Millwall had Joe Edwards in charge, who was their second manager of the season after Gary Rowett. And then they had him, and then they've gone back to Neil Harris. So obviously a lot has gone on, but can you just give us a brief overview of kind of how Millwall have done since that game back in December and how their season has panned out?
So back in December, yeah, that was Tony Mowbray's last game in charge, wasn't it? The Jack Clark penalty. Dubious whether he should have been on the pitch at the time to take the penalty, I think was what a lot of people were thinking. Because it was towards the end of the game as well, wasn't it?
It was about 12 minutes from the end of the penalty that Clark scored.
Yeah, I remember, the silly foul that led to it as well. I think since then, they had a good spell over Christmas, beat QPR on Boxing Day, then Norwich, and then on New Year's Day, they went away at Ashton Gate against Bristol City. And then since then, from then through to February, was an absolute disaster, really. I think they lost six in a row, compounding with there was a 4-0 home defeat to Ipswich on the Tuesday, and then Sheffield Wednesday came to the Den, won 2-0, and that proved to be Joe Edwards' his last game in charge. There was a big slide towards the picture of where we find ourselves now, down at the bottom. But since the arrival of Harris, things have changed massively. Of course, he's managed to unite the team and the players and the fans, you know, that's a big thing. The ground had turned, shall we say, that final game with Joe Edwards in charge. I think you could definitely see a shift. And unfortunately, once the fans go at Millwall, it's very, very difficult to rescue it, if you like. I think we all felt for Joe, because you could see what he wanted to do. Unfortunately, it just didn't work out for him. Hopefully he goes on and finds another job where he'll be able to implement what he wanted to do. Since then, of course, we had the win at Southampton in Harris's first game in charge. And look, he's come in. He's made them very hard to beat. You know, they can defend brilliantly by playing. You know, they sit in their two banks of four, and they do. They make it really, really difficult to score against. It can be interesting to watch at times. It's not great for the heart of the fans, I would say, because you do sit there with your heart right in your mouth sometimes. But no, look, he's done what he's had to do. He's come in and he's got the club now looking like they're going to be safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just going to ask, what are the kind of main changes that Harris has made? Just looking at kind of the results, it looks like he has tightened them up at the back after you mentioned that 4-0 defeat against Ipswich under Edwards. And then I don't think Millwall have conceded more than two under Harris. So how do you expect them to set up at the stadium of light coming to Sunderland on Saturday?
I think it'd be very similar. Yeah. You know, he's gone with two banks of four, and he's tended to have a 4-4-1-1 shape, which has worked quite well. Obviously, back in the Edwards days, we're playing a five at the back system, which just didn't work. But since Harris has come in, obviously he's gone back to a four at the back. Cooper and Tanganga at the back have been quite reliable, as well as Ryan Leonard, who's been playing at right back. I think that it will be a similar lineup. I don't see him changing it too much. Particularly at the minute, because safety is not 100% guaranteed. I know it's 6 points with three to play for, and maybe one point will do it up at the stadium alight. And then we might see some changes. But no, I don't think he'll change it if he doesn't have to. Wouldn't surprise me if he goes completely unchanged for Saturday.
Mm. How has kind of Harris's appointment gone down with Millwall fans? Because they had Gary Rowe at the start of the season, who'd obviously looked like he'd done a very good job, got them on the cusp of the playoffs a couple of times, and seemed like there was maybe a little bit of unrest towards the end of his tenure there. They've obviously then tried to go down a different direction with Joe Edwards. That hasn't worked out. And now they've gone back to Neil Harris. So how has his appointment gone down with Millwall supporters?
I think when it first happened, I think there was a bit of like, oh, okay, that's interesting. But I think the fans recognise, look, this is somebody who the players will answer to. This is somebody who's got a lot of standing at this football club. It's someone that can unite the fans and the players. And that's what he's done. He's injected a bit of passion, which you always know he's going to do, and he can demand that from the players. He can demand that from the fans as well. And they're very answerable to him. He shows passion, and that's something that the fans of the club really want to see. I think if there's one thing you can have at Millwall, right, you can lose a game, that's fine. But you can't lose a game without any passion and desire to want the shirt. And that's something he's installed in those players. And I think from the fans' point of view, they're happy that they've now got somebody in who can do that. I think there are concerns going forward, of course, into next season, because they're not quite sure what's going to happen. I mean, if you look at Harris's contract, it runs till the end of next season. So there's no sort of... It felt very short-term when he came in. And I think if there's one concern from the fan base, it'd be sort of what's the more long-term strategy with it? You know, does he stay on? Which I'd be very surprised if he doesn't stay on into next season now, because he's earned the right to do that. The question is, from the fan base's point of view, I think, will be, does he stay past the end of next season? Or do they spend next season now looking for the next manager, or the different way that they want to play? Does he come in? Does he steady the ship and lay the foundations for the next manager to come in? I think that's a question that people are sort of wanting the answer to, shall we say.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see which approach they take. But just looking at the Millwall squad, there are a couple of familiar faces from a Sunderland point of view. Duncan Watmore came back into the squad against Cardiff. He came on at half time and scored Millwall's third goal. He had been out with an injury, I think, and obviously it was good to see him back from a Millwall point of view. But how has he fared this season? And do you see him starting the game on Saturday at the Stadium of Light, or could he be on the bench again?
It's hard to know with Dunk because lot of effort, he gives you a lot of desire and everything like that. His end product sometimes does leave a little bit to be desired, but to be fair to him, he'll run for the team, he'll give the passion for the team, and you could see that, I think, in his celebration last week. You know, he scores the goal and takes off his shirt and swings it around, I think he's somebody who fits well into a Harris team, in all fairness. He does the running, he does the hard graft that's needed to play in a Harris team. In terms of whether he'll start or not, I'm not 100% sure. He came on for SA at half-time last week. It is possible he could start. He is one that's been in and out under Harris, I think. You know, he started a few, been on the bench for a few, he was out with injury. But he's also scored twice since Harris has come in as well. So he's someone that Harris does like. So it wouldn't surprise me to see him start come Saturday.
Mm. What sort of role has he been playing at Millwall? Has he been out wide or has he been through the middle?
No, so he's been out wide. Mm-hmm. You know, he hasn't featured through the middle under Harris at all. Yeah, that role's been filled pretty much really by Michael Obafemi. He's played out on the wing and that's really where he's been used. And to be honest, he was used there under Gary as well. He's not really had a chance through the middle since he's come to the club, really.
Mm. The other one is George Honeyman, former Sunderland captain. He went off injured in the game against Leicester, missed the game against last weekend against Cardiff with a shoulder injury. I think Neil Harris has come out and said he's not completely ruled out of the game and they'll see how he is. So, again, how's he been playing at Millwall this season? How big a loss would it be if he was ruled out of the game?
So, George is another one. You know, he has so much passion for the team. Has so much passion. He runs, he does everything that you'd expect him to do. He's a leader on the pitch, which is evident, actually. He's another one who's played out wide more than anything else since Harris has come in. And look, it was a shame to see him go off, actually, because, albeit he doesn't have much in terms of an end product, does he? He doesn't score many goals, but he... he's certainly a key and important person to have in your team because the injury he had was a shoulder and the same shoulder that he had surgery on. So there was a bit of concern, but yeah, as Harris has said, he hasn't ruled him out 100% of the game. So it'd be interesting to see whether or not he features. I don't see him starting the game, that's for sure, but he may well be in the squad. And I think that he's always a good player to have to come on. And he's always a good player to have start if possible as well. So, no, it'll be interesting to see. He's someone, again, that gets on well with the fans, you know, because he shows that level of passion.
Mm. Well, I'm sure he'll be desperate to play coming back to the Stadium of Light. And you mentioned a few other players there. Michael Obafemi's come in. So who are kind of some of the other key players in this Millwall team that Sunderland fans will have to watch out for on Saturday?
Of course, you've got Michael, but then you've got Zian Fleming. He's not had as a productive
top scorer,
season,
isn't he,
this year.
For Millwall.
Yeah. I mean, he's not had as a productive season this year as he had last year. But no, he's the danger man from the set pieces, the free kicks, stuff like that. I would watch out, though, for both the centre-halves, Cooper and Tanganga, from things like corners and set pieces and stuff like that. Cooper got off the mark last week. Been a long time coming for him, bless him. In fact, the last time he scored before Saturday was against Sunderland last season. So it'd been a long time for him. George Saville as well. You know, he's got history at the Stadium of Light. I think he scored 2 free kicks 1 year. I think it might have been the year that Sunderland went down. He scored 2 free kicks there.
The 2017-18.
Yeah, I think it was, with the goalkeeper Adam Mair. I think the goalkeeper,
it was quite a forgettable season from a Sunderland point of view.
Both goalkeepers had a complete mare in that game. It was Jordan Archer for Millwall that year, an absolute mare in goal. And yeah, both teams had a bit of a shocker with their keepers that afternoon. But no, look, I think they are the key ones. They're the key ones to look out for. In a game that I've got to be honest, I don't think it's a game that is going to tear the trees up, shall we say.
Yeah, we just usually finish by kind of asking our guests, kind of, what have you made of Sunderland this season? Obviously, I don't know how much you will get to see of them. You'd have seen them down at the Den in December, but a lot has changed since then. But just from like an outside looking in, what have you kind of made of Sunderland's season, and how do you think they'll match up against Millwall on Saturday?
You know, I think it's been a bit like our season in terms of a bit of chaos that's gone on. You know, that I was in that sort of bit of an extraordinary press conference, it was from Tony Mowbray. Back at the Den, and that was quite an interesting one. And then the appointment of Michael Beale was certainly interesting. It didn't seem to go down particularly well with a lot of Sunderland fans. And then of course that chaos with the FA Cup game and the rebranding of the home executive lounge or something, was it? I think it's been a strange one for Sunderland. You know, I was quite surprised when Beale left. They didn't go in and look to appoint a full-time manager as well. I thought that was a bit of a strange decision considering the timing. Because am I right in saying they weren't completely out of playoff contention at that time?
No, they were. They had lost two in a row, and they lost Beale's last two games, but they were still within touching distance of the playoffs, and it was obviously still around February time, so wasn't completely out of the question.
I mean, I was surprised they didn't go out and appoint, you know, a permanent manager at that point, which did surprise me a little, because it does seem now that they've sort of dropped off a bit and pretty much not a lot riding on this game for them now. And so, no, I think it's been an interesting season for Sunderland. It's been a bit of a roller coaster, but I think the true proof in how this season's going to reflect will be next year. You know, if they get the managerial appointment right, if they're up there challenging again next year, you know, which a club of Sunderland's size should be doing, really. But then again, there's so many clubs in this league now that are that have such big budgets and such big stadiums, such big infrastructures and everything like that. You know, it's like you think of Millwall, you know, they're quite a small club compared to some of the guys that are in this league now, you know, and even Portsmouth coming up next year. It just shows how big the Championship is and how tough it is to compete in it. But no, from an outside point of view, it's certainly been one I've followed throughout the season to see how it's all changed. But it'll be interesting. I think it'll be an interesting summer for Sunderland as well, who comes in, what players move on as well, because they've got a massive amount of young talent there as well, which I think at some stage we'll move on. You know, that's a Jack Clark. I think people like that. Very, very good players. Very good at this level. It wouldn't surprise me maybe if a Premier League side came in for him come the summer. But no, look, I think it's all going to depend on who they bring in as well. So I think it will be a very interesting summer, let's say, for those up at Wearside.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, definitely a very big summer for Sunderland. I know you could say that about a lot of Championship clubs, but Sunderland, their next head coach appointment, they have to get that right, and kind of put right what's come wrong this season. in terms of the way the season's unravelled ever since Mowbray left. And as you mentioned as well, there's going to be Premier League clubs looking at some of their key players. Jack Clark's the one that looks like Sunderland not going up now. It seems kind of likely that he could leave. And there will obviously be interest in other players as well. So definitely a big summer. And as you mentioned before, there's going to be a lot of teams with the expectation to finish in that top six. I'm sure Millwall at the start of the season were one of those clubs after narrowly missing out last season that were had aims of getting in that top six again. And both of them, Millwall and Sunderland, they've missed out this time. So big summer for a lot of clubs. And as you say, it'll be a very competitive championship again, I think, next season. But just before we go, Alex, we just usually finish by asking our guests just for a quick score prediction. How do you think the game is going to pan out on Saturday at the Stadium of Light?
I've got to be honest, I don't hold out much hope for a game of entertainment. I've got to be honest. Two teams, really. You know, the point suits Millwall massively. You know, yeah, probably be enough to secure safety. Sunderland haven't got a lot to play for. So I'm going to go for an absolutely boring 0-0 draw.
No, well, Sunderland have had a few of those recently, or they've actually kept five clean sheets in their last six games, and the exception was a 5-1 defeat against Blackburn. So, but after that, they've kind of shored things up. They've had two good away performances at West Brom and Leeds, although the West Brom game, they were second best for most of the first half until a red card for Brandon Thomas Asante, which turned the game, and Sunderland managed to take 3 points from that one. So they have tightened things up at the back, but I think there will be more expectation for them to dominate the ball and attack Millwall a little bit more. Whereas going away to Leeds and West Brom, you can kind of sit a little bit deeper and sacrifice some of that attacking play. So it'll be interesting to see how Sunderland do approach it. I expect, as you mentioned before, Millwall will come and be two banks of four, be very difficult to break down, and it could be a frustrating afternoon at the Stadium of Light. So I'll go for a 1-1 draw. As you say, not really much for either side to play for, although Millwall not mathematically safe yet. So a point would probably even be a decent result for them, which might kind of edge them over the line. So I can't really see them being too many goals. But as you say, we had that 5-1 game against Blackburn, Sunderland a couple of weeks back. And remember towards the end of last season, I know Sunderland were going for the playoffs, but they had a 4-4 draw against Hull, and you just never know. So we'll see how the game plays out on Saturday. Well, Alex, thanks a lot for joining me on the latest episode of the Raw podcast. And if you like what we do, you can head over to the SAFC section of the Sunderland Echo website for all the build-up ahead of Saturday's match. Sunderland's interim head coach, Mike Dodds, will be holding his pre-match press conference on Thursday afternoon, so you can look out for that. We'll have live updates from the Academy of Light, and we'll also have live updates, analysis and reaction from the Stadium of Light as Sunderland face Millwall. So once again, thanks a lot for listening to the Raw podcast.